When a premenopausal woman has a hysterectomy, it is fairly common for her ovaries to be removed at the same time. This has been investigated by Leonardo Orozco and colleagues from the Women's Hospital in San Jose in Costa Rica.
In our review, we attempted to establish the consequences of performing or not performing a prophylactic oophorectomy at the time of a hysterectomy for non-cancerous conditions in premenopausal women. The topic matter is very important because prophylactic oophorectomy alongside hysterectomy in premenopausal women has been performed for many years and is a common procedure worldwide. Many clinicians use age as a determinant for prophylactic oophorectomy, with 45 years old being the defining age. Perhaps it is important to define what a prophylactic oophorectomy is. Prophylactic oophorectomy implies that the ovaries are normal at the time of the surgical removal. The decisions to remove or conserve the ovaries is often based on the perceived risk for ovarian cancer and the need for other additional gynecological surgical interventions. However, women who have had their ovaries removed have also been reported to have an increase in cardiovascular disease. In addition, we must realize that significant amounts of testosterone and androstenedione are produced by the ovaries after menopause, and these androgens are converted to estrogens in adipose, muscles, and other peripheral tissues. Therefore, there could be underlying advantage of ovarian function that have not yet been identified, which may mean that removal of the ovaries has clinical significant consequences. Our systematic review considered all the randomized control trials or control clinical trials that compared hysterectomy alone with hysterectomy plus bilateral oophorectomy for benign gynecological disease in premenopausal women. Of the 119 studies identified, only one control trial with two publications was included. No randomized controlled trials were found. The result from both reports suggests that concomitant prophylactic oophorectomy and elective hysterectomy does not negatively affect sexual and psychological well-being in adequately estrogenized premenopausal women. However, the findings should be taken in the context of the methodological limitation of the studies. The conclusions of this review are limited by the lack of data, and it cannot and should not be expected to provide all of the necessary information for clinicians and women to support the decision-making process. But questioning this practice is a crucial step in advancing our ability to make decisions that may ultimately improve the health and well-being of women. The most important result of this research was to raise the awareness that as a physicians, we must always question why we are performing a specific procedure. We cannot always rely on training, as there are habitual procedures which we undertake and may not be the best evidence-based decisions. Until more data becomes available, prophylactic oophorectomy should be approached with great caution. The clinician must consider the individual implication for each woman with regard to her baseline risk for developing the following: breast and ovarian cancer, coronary heart disease, osteoporotic hip fracture, non-compliance to hormone replacement therapy. Currently, the existing evidence does not support the high number of prophylactic oophorectomies in clinical practice. Thus, there is an urgent need for RCTs designed to resolve this question.
The extensive efforts of the authors to identify studies for this new Cochrane review and their ideas for research to fill the gap they found are described in the review, which is available at www.cochrane.org.